truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Chief of police back then terminated the 911 operator. The problem was that during a trial board process...
If you're going to have a CIA, I'm kind of confused as to why you wouldn't want the CIA.
I was also in trying to inspire them to believe that they could become...
All of a sudden, the loudest noise I ever heard came out of nowhere.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
You hate your job.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show live streaming video on our website at www.philhendryshow.com. Live streaming audio and across the country and all of our great affiliates. Of course, we've joined Louisville. We've joined Tucson. We're on in Cincinnati and San Antonio, Washington, D.C. Brand new affiliates here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show where truth is our bitch. You'll pardon my language, but folks, there's problems to solve, and I don't know what's exactly going on with our country right now. It seems like these dudes, and who's telling them to do this, by the way? These cats that are in Congress are engaged in a whole lot of chicken crap. That's what they're doing. They're concentrating on nothing more than falderall, balderdash, you know, flummery and like that.
Yeah.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
Well, it's like bull bad word.
Bull bad word. That's what's going on right now. You know, the people out there that you want to agree with, we got a few problems. I'm not saying the country's coming apart at the seams. I'm listening to some of these tax tea party people. Boy, you people are funny. This country has never been in more mood of a revolution than now. If you knew, the people that say that, if you knew 1/100th of the history of this country, just 1/100th, of the entire volume after volume after volume, the library that would contain the history of America, you'd be embarrassed after saying such a thing. If you knew where this country had been, where we have been, what we have lived through, do you understand that at one time nobody ran for political office unless you had a gang of guys that could beat people up? You couldn't run for political office unless you had guys that were ready to kick somebody's ass. That was number one on the list. Right off the bat, what are you running for city alderman? Yeah, you need a bunch of guys that can go out and start beating the crap out of these other guys that are out there in the streets with their signs and with their, you know, with their pitch. I mean, we had violence attending just about every election in the major cities of this country during the early years of our republic, okay? And when you talk about the mood of the country before the revolution against the British, you're talking about things that were, you know, quite frankly, up until the Vietnam War, to be perfectly honest with you, were violent. They were attended by the kinds of search and seizure that people today fantasize about. I mean, there are people talking about search and seizure and invasion of privacy and having their guns taken away and having their lives affected. They wish it was like it was before the British finally were up against it in the Revolutionary War against the American Patriot. They wish the mood was like that because the more they talk about the terrors that they face, the more asinine they sound. I'm talking today to a friend of mine. Now, you know, the gun thing. I mean, Obama, oh, there ain't nobody going to take your gun away, man. Today we'll play some of the audio from Sotomayor. Not that you have to believe her, but you need to understand something. There isn't a justice on the Supreme Court, and you can take this to the bank, okay? Is there anybody out there worried about it? If you're worried about it, I'm going to just give you the word right now. Take it to the bank. Bet everything you got on it. Nobody's taking anybody's guns away. That's number one. Number two, take this to the bank. This is more to the point. This is one that people talk about as if they actually know what they're talking about. They love to talk Marxist-Leninism. You know, he's a Marxist-Leninist. Marxist, really? Take this one to the bank, too, and double down on it, as a matter of fact. Double down on this. Obama ain't going to turn nothing into no Marxist state. He don't even want to. He's got an idea as to how to solve a problem that the country was facing even when President Bush was in office, and it may not be to the liking of a lot of people, but the hyperbole that's engaged in, it would be hysterically funny. I mean, you'd pee yourself if it wasn't so bloody sad and so off point, so utterly a waste of our lives and our time. What a waste of time. There's no reason why anybody who is currently in the United States Congress should have their job back come 2010. But they will. There's no reason at all. There's not a one of them that I can see. Even the guys that are doing a good job need to be fired just to clean the whole thing out, because they're so bogged down in the partisan fight that everyone said they were sick of, and everyone said, we want bipartisanship, and everybody said, why can't we hold hands and kiss and make up? And everybody said, it's a new day, and it's a new dawn, and it's a new load of laundry, man. Yeah, well, guess what? It's the same old Congress, man. Now, what's the latest chicken crap that these guys are involved in? It's this CIA thing. It never had anything to do it in the first place. It's been turned into some kind of a cover-up by Cheney. One of the things that's been fascinating to me is the fixation on Cheney. I never got that. I never understood that. So what if the guy's got a job? So what if he ain't like Biden? So what if he got a different job from Bush than the job that Obama gave Biden? Obama gave Biden this job. Go out there and cut some ribbons and keep your big fat mouth shut. How about that, Joe? Can you handle that? Yes, sir. Great. Go on out and do that. So that's his job. Cheney got another job. Vice presidents have jobs. Cheney was a former Secretary of Defense, folks. He was the Secretary of Defense during the Gulf War under Bush 1. He has a certain tuition. He has a certain aptitude in some areas. Now, I won't be able to convince anybody that is absolutely sure that, you know, as Clinton said famously, that Cheney is Darth Vader. If you believe that, you can believe that. If you want to waste your life on that, go ahead. There are more people who have, this is their life. I think I will create a myth for myself, and I will believe in this. It will become reality. And I will fight against it for the rest of my life. That's what a lot of people do. These aren't government figures. These are rank-and-file American citizens. The myth will be that we were this close to a Nazi occupation under Bush and Cheney, and still we could slip back as these things come out. There's nothing coming out. It's embarrassing what isn't coming out. Now, it was, it was discussed with me today. A couple of friends of mine said, you know what this is? I said, what? They said, this is Pelosi trying to get back. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. That's the kind of hardball they play in Washington. That Pelosi is so pissed off that she was called out on being too stupid, or somebody on her staff being too stupid to know when they're getting briefed on what, that she decided to go after the Republicans by digging up whatever they could. Now, the New York Times comes up with this Cheney oversaw program. Number one, the information is there was no program. There was a discussion to go out and kill al-Qaeda terrorists and aligned groups, and they would do this the way the Israeli Mossad took out those who were responsible for the Munich massacre. If you saw the film Munich, you know there was a group called Black September. They were a Palestinian terror organization. They murdered Israeli athletes, and I believe there were, I don't know, of the good guys, the civilians, if you will, I don't know who else died, but the Israelis that were taken hostage were murdered. And the Israeli Mossad, which got the go-ahead, the green light from the Israeli government, sent agents into Europe, found as many of these guys as they could, and basically killed them all. And the CIA discussed with Cheney that perhaps we could do the same thing. And that's what's got everybody pissed. That's what's got everyone strangling on their own spit, because was this a secret program? Well, wait a minute, man. It wasn't even a program. They were talking about it, you know. Now, here's an article from 2002. If you think anything's been covered up, if you think that you've been lied to, if you think, see, you see the time we got to take? You see the time we got to waste? And, folks, we've been wasting this time since September the 12th, 2001. We've been having a waste this time. Is there torture? What kind of torture? Is it legal? I haven't seen, and you haven't either, one shred of evidence that any law's been broken. I've heard hyperbole, and I've heard people screaming and crying and wishing that they were never born and wishing that their mothers never had them. I've heard all of this stuff. But is there any legal process, quite frankly, number one, that's empowered to handle the avalanche of accusation that's followed this stuff? No. Does anybody even know what's in the Geneva Convention? No. Does anybody even call these guys prisoners of war? No. They don't dare do that because they might be on shaky legal ground. Even the people that say that they shouldn't be tortured don't dare call them prisoners of war for fear that they may not be prisoners of war, and that would expose them to the reality that they're not protected by a Geneva Convention. So I got to go through all of this. Night after night after night, it feels like it. In 2002, if you want to know how secret it all was, here it is. The Bush administration, I'm going to read this as if it's being, as if it is 2002, as if this is December the 14th, 2002. Hi, I'm Phil Henry. Hey, have you heard? The Bush administration's prepared a list of terrorist leaders the Central Intelligence Agency is authorized to kill if capture is impractical and civilian casualties can be minimized, according to senior military and intelligence officials. The previously undisclosed CIA list includes key al-Qaeda leaders like Obama. Or excuse me, maybe they wanted to kill Obama. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble now on account of what they said about a president.
I misspoke, okay? Yeah, you and the other guy, the man who ran for president, was a Mormon. The man that ran for president? You mean Romney?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. Anyway, al-Qaeda leaders like Osama bin Laden and his chief deputy, they prepared a list of terrorists that they say the Central Intelligence Agency is authorized to kill. Now, whether this is a program or not, and whether or not anybody actually went out and did this, and the indication is no, they didn't, the fact is the cat was right out in the open with it in 2002, December the 14th, 2002. But you can't tell Nancy Pelosi that because she ain't bright enough to remember what happened yesterday, apparently, or she hasn't got anybody on the staff that's smart enough to take the notes. Guys, I know when today radio has been so perverted and corrupted that every time you turn on a talk show, you think you're listening to either a liberal show or a conservative show. Radio has been so destroyed, truly, by the people that run it, that every time you listen to the radio, you're not getting anything that perhaps is a refreshing change of pace like maybe Phil Hendry. You got to tune me in so you can hear a guy who not only is perfectly happy defending President Bush when he's in the right. I'm perfectly happy defending President Obama when he's in the right. You want to know why? Because I'm sick and tired of the horse dung. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, people tell me that they are, but I don't see any evidence of it. People say, oh, we're just tired of the horse dung. Oh, my ass, you're tired of it, man. This is what everybody lives on, this kind of bull crap. And we also have, of course, details on exactly, as I mentioned, the CIA hit squad that would go out. It was based on the Mossad. It was in the open. There's nothing secret. Cheney was talking about it with the guys. They hadn't really formulated a plan. It hadn't even become a program. And they're talking about how it was hidden. And the New York Times is publishing this, folks, not because they want the truth to come out on something that might hurt the country. It's because the New York Times is fighting to stay alive. Do you understand? Throw that into the mix. Throw into the mix the fact that you've got countless newspapers and other news gathering, and I put that in quotes, news gathering. It's more like they squat and dump the news, you know, every day. News dumping. News misinterpreting and squeezing out organizations, and these guys are fighting to stay alive. They're fighting for their lives. And so the information you're going to get from them is of a nature that's quite excited and over the top and overemphasized and overreported and overdone. And, man, they're done. They're over the hill, baby, is what they are. It's finished with these guys. So they've got to try to scrap out some life. And the way you scrap out some life is to try to get your attention. The way to get your attention is to come up with this manure. You talk about a steaming pile, freshly dumped and still soft.
Oh, is that like the time you stepped in that one in Mexico?
Mexico?
Yeah, you said you stepped in one in Mexico.
No, I didn't. I stepped in it in Hawaii. Now then, actually, I did step in. There was Marie and I were out in the middle of my wife and I were out in the middle of this field. There were cows everywhere. I don't know how. I was in Hawaii. I was in some cow pasture. As we were walking to get to the top of this mountain, there was just millions of cows. And I don't know if you've ever walked through a field where there's hundreds and hundreds of cows. You might as well be on another planet. Literally, if you want to know what it feels like to live among or to walk among space aliens, walk through a endless pasture of cows.
What do you mean? Cows on another planet?
No, I'm just saying that we were the only two-legged creatures in this world of four-legged. Anyway, make a long story short, stepped right into a fresh pile of cow dung, man, and I looked at the bottom of my shoe and I said, look at that, that's the CIA report on Cheney, and there's, you know. Anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL. When are we going to stop? When are we going to grow up? When are we going to move forward? When are we going to stop with the Marxist-Leninism? When are we going to stop with the Cheney and the CIA? When are we going to start tackling some problems, huh? When are we going to have a couple of laughs? When are we going to light up a Philly, empty it out, and roll a blunt? I'm kidding. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is the bitch.
No, truth is our bitch, not it. Get out of here.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
That would be me. Judge Sotomayor pushes back hard on a whole racial bias charge. A billboard claiming that Martin Luther King was a Republican has angered some black activists in Houston, even though they're being rhetorical, they're being wry, they're being ironic, I think, is the defense there. He should have been a Republican, I think, is what they're trying to say, although they weren't hiding it too much. Maybe they wanted the confusion to be out there. And a soldier refuses to go to Afghanistan because he doesn't think that Obama was born in the United States, which is good. Keep that guy as far away from our other fighting people as we possibly can, because he obviously ain't too, bright. And so all of that is ahead on the show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. The CIA kill teams were modeled on Israeli hit squads, as we mentioned. And these were the hit squads that went out, the hit squad that went out following Munich. This was the plan. And we're going to listen here on MSNBC. This is Liz Cheney. She's going to put, now Liz Cheney, we'll hear her. We're also going to hear Jane Meyer. We're going to hear Eugene Robinson. As they put into perspective a little bit this this report from the New York Times, here is Liz Cheney. She basically is slamming the Democrats for politicizing the CIA program, and she's right.
It's important for us all to sort of take a step back here and look at what's going on. This appears to have been a series of plans to capture or kill al-Qaeda. And for the Democrats to have used that now, you know, to politicize it, for the Speaker of the House of Representatives to be talking about investigations, really, you know, sort of trying, it looks like, to cover up the difficulties she's in because of her own press conference, strikes me as just incredibly irresponsible. And I think that the American people really do have a serious question to ask and are beginning to wonder, you know, are the Democrats up to handling national security?
And Cheney goes on to say, in her opinion, there was no pressure to keep this program secret.
General Hayden, the former director of the CIA.
Which, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just read to you the news article from 2002.
General Hayden, the former director of the CIA.
And another thing, I'm kidding.
General Hayden, the former director of the CIA, came out publicly on the record and said he was under absolutely no restraint for briefing Congress, and that he had a series of triggers about when Congress needed to be briefed, and that those triggers were not met with this particular program. I think it does a disservice to former directors of the CIA to politicize this issue, and I think it does a disservice to the Bush administration, frankly. We kept the nation safe for 8 years. And the nation's been down this path before. You know, we went through the Church Commission. We went through a whole series of investigations into the CIA after Vietnam. And what we see is that it weakens our ability to gather intelligence. It damages morale at the agency.
I don't disagree with that.
It weakens our ability to be able to win this.
She said a real mouthful there. I mean, at following Vietnam, the CIA had its teeth pulled. You've heard me mention that on the show before. We haven't really gotten into it in detail, and with good reason. But the way they pulled the teeth and how many teeth they pulled. Anyway, here is Jane Meyer. She's the author of The Dark Side, and she pushes this idea that Cheney had control over a number of controversial programs on, well, what better show to push the idea of fascism than the fascist himself, Oberfuhrer.
Every time another document comes out about the Bush administration's programs, you can see Cheney's fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, take a look at there was a fascinating report that came out this last Friday that was put together by inspector generals in the intelligence community.
Right.
It's full of details about both Cheney and his former lawyer, David Addington.
Right.
They were the people who seemed to be behind the warrantless wiretapping program.
Right.
And somehow, weirdly, it was up to them to decide which other lawyers got to be cued in about this in the administration. So you had this very strange situation where there was this intense secrecy, and many of the subject area experts were kept out of knowing about these programs.
Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson, he puts it all into perspective.
If you're going to have a CIA, I'm kind of confused as to why you wouldn't want the CIA to be trying to get the leadership of Al-Qaeda however they could get it. And I'm a little confused as to why it wouldn't be preferable, if you're going to do that, to do it with a team of CIA assassins who would just get the bad guy rather than a predator drone that's going to blow up 45 people as collateral damage as you go after them, which seems to be okay. So I'm not sure, but the program itself doesn't seem to me to be something
all that controversial. Right, and then he said,
"You hate your job,"
and he does. All right, we'll be back on the Phil Henry Show with more coming up. General Galen Shawn, all of this next hour. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Truth is a bitch.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Next hour, General Galen Shaw, the retired Army general, will be with us to talk more on this topic. And we'll have more in this quarter hour as well. Later on, we got Judge Sotomayor, and she was there. And, Capitol Hill and another jackass jumped up and screamed something that nobody could understand. You people understand that, I don't know who you are if you're listening, when you jump up and you yell crap, nobody understands what you're saying. We have to get an interpreter. We got to find somebody who's worked with Helen Keller to figure out what it is you guys are saying. Here is Joe in Portland. Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, good evening, Phil. Like your show.
Good evening.
I started listening a couple of months ago, and I really, you're very entertaining, and you usually have your finger on the pulse of what's mm-hmm. reality and what's really going on. But, Phil, I got to disagree with you about torture. I mean, you're not, are you denying that it actually happened or that it was breaking the law of the Geneva Convention? I mean,
first of all, we could say what's torture, but if you're saying was the waterboarding applied to the Al-Qaeda suspects breaking the Geneva Convention, absolutely not.
Well, Dick Cheney has all that. So you're saying waterboarding did not violate?
Absolutely not. When it was applied to the Al-Qaeda suspects, absolutely not.
The guy, I forget his name, he was waterboarded 183 times in 2 weeks.
Right, right. And are you sad for the guy? Are you feeling bad for him?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that they got no information out of that. It's established fact that the waterboarding...
Well, maybe it's bad. Maybe it's a bad technique. But you asked me about the legality, and I'm telling you it was not illegal.
Oh, geez. So I got to...
Not at all.
That was
okay, what are you basing your disagreement on? No.
The fact that it was asked of Army generals, it was asked of Eric Holder, is waterboarding torture? And he said yes.
Wait a second. You asked me, is it illegal? Was that application to Al-Qaeda illegal? If you applied that, for instance, I'll tell you what I mean. If you applied waterboarding to a member of an army that's a signatory to the United Nations Geneva Conventions, it would be illegal. But it was applied to Al-Qaeda, an outlaw gang, not a signatory, not observant of the UN Accords, no diplomatic status, no diplomatic flag, no uniforms, no command, no line of command, nothing. Just a gang. They had no protection, in other words. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you say the legality, you ask me about legality, and I'm telling you.
You're telling me it's legality because it was done on Al-Qaeda members.
Yes. Yes, okay. Exactly.
You make that determination that on Al-Qaeda it's legal, but on somebody else it's illegal. And what about the fact...
The Geneva Conventions?
They don't stipulate that torture is allowed in any circumstance. Torture is
definitely... They stipulate as to who is a signatory and who cannot be tortured. You're absolutely right. And the people that can't be tortured are prisoners of war. And Al-Qaeda is not a prisoner of war. Al-Qaeda are detainees because they don't have prisoner of war status because they're not recognized by any international charter or law that we know of. There's nothing in anything that we've signed describes what Al-Qaeda is. These guys are a new breed of, if you'll pardon the expression, jackass, a whole new breed of jackass that we got to deal with.
No doubt, Bill. But the thing is... It is. We all know that waterboarding does not work. Getting into the.
It may not. It may not. I don't disagree with you there, man.
The FBI.
It may not. And. But how many different things? Now, which side of the street are we working? Are we saying that it doesn't work, that's why it's bad? Are we saying it's bad for, you know, it's immoral and that's why it's bad? Are we saying that it's illegal? If you say to me that it doesn't work, I would agree with you. I would agree that it doesn't work.
Okay. Let's just assume I said it because let's just assume I agree with you that it is in the Geneva Convention. Even if it were, it's still an ineffective way. And I question our authorities,
maybe,
people in office. And Dick Cheney, you can't be an apologist for Dick Cheney, Phil. The guy really.
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Look at Robert Woodward himself, who I think is one of the greatest journalists we've ever had. Robert Woodward himself said, Dick Cheney wasn't even informed when Rumsfeld was fired. Cheney came in to get coffee one morning and Bush said, oh, by the way, your pal's fired. He wasn't. What kind of power do you think this guy had anyway? You know, here's a guy that was discussing things with people and suddenly it's secret. Well, if you're dealing with the CIA, wouldn't you think that the stuff is secret until you need to discuss it with the president, at which time it becomes a program, and then you bring it to the Congress? Now, what is it that people
to the Congress felt it was never
because it wasn't a program, man? At what point do you say this is now a program? I mean, do you report to your wife every little thing you think, every little breath you take?
No,
I mean, there are some things in our lives that we think about and we formulate before we communicate them to the world. I mean, this is how we conduct business, for God's sake.
Yeah,
you don't go to the Congress with every little memo.
Considering something like torture, of course it's got to. Lincoln wanted to suspend habeas
torture.
Corpus. Lincoln
he did. He did suspend habeas corpus.
But he had to go to the Congress first.
No, he did not. This is why I'm saying you guys don't. No, he did not go to the Congress. This was done through the Army. Look, either you know your history or you don't. This was done through the United States Army. No, you do not, my good friend. No, you do not. Because I just got done reading. I've read about 5 books on Lincoln, and I know all about the habeas corpus. It took place in Maryland. It was to protect the railroads, which were being blown up by Confederate spies. The Confederate had a secret service. And it was done directly from the commander-in-chief to the Army. And he might have talked to Congress later on, but he didn't get their damn approval. Now, whether that was legal or not, whether that was legal or constitutional, you and I can debate. But that's the history.
Yeah. We're going to have to agree to disagree, Phil. I won't give you a hard time.
That's fine, man. You're a good man.
Yeah.
You're a good man, Joe. Thank you very much.
Take care, Phil.
Yeah, you too.
You're
going to say
he's a good man because he agreed with you.
Didn't agree with me. Disagreed with everything I said. What do you mean a good man? He agreed with me. 8-7, sometimes I wonder about you, bud. You know that?
Yeah, you don't even listen to the man say. The guy agreed with everything what you said except for the corpus.
You're the dumbest ass I ever met in my life, man. You're dumber than that drug dealer in Hangover we saw the other night.
You are. You're dumber than that drug dealer in Hangover that didn't know he was selling roofies. 877-876-PHIL. Cheney getting bum rap on CIA. It's interesting that we had the caller from Joe because, now this is from CNN. And again, I always like to give you guys as many times as I think of it, the source, so you can make up your mind. Okay, Phil's giving me news, but what's the source of the news? Is it CNN? Is it Fox? Is it the New York Times? Is it the National Review? I think CNN is as suspect as Fox. Fox is getting more and more suspect with every day that they draw breath over there. Those guys at Fox, they are beginning to resemble the World Net Daily with every fart that Roger Ailes cuts. I'm telling you. Whoa. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is getting a bum rap over reports that he ordered the CIA to withhold information about a secret counterterrorism program from Congress. And again, here we get to this question. Was it a program? Was it a program? According to both officials, any intelligence program of great sensitivity is first approved by the White House after a series of meetings. In any such situation, once the administration decides to pursue a covert program, there's a discussion on whether Congress needs to be briefed. President Bush delegated then-Vice President Cheney, Vice President Cheney to chair many of the meetings that followed the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Are you trying to tell me that the minute he sat his ass down in a chair and he had the heads of the CIA and the FBI and he had some of the defense intelligence guys in there, the minute they sat their asses down in a chair, they had a program? Now, why is Phil getting crazy? Is it because I got the love of Jesus himself for Dick Cheney? No. Is it because, oh, my God, I'm such a dyed-in-the-wool Republican? No. I want to have a little bit of truth squeeze out here before the night is out, man. You know, I want to find out what's going on so we don't have to spend inordinate amounts of time discussing chicken crap every single day. somebody's planned politics back there in Washington. John Boehner, if you think I'm a partisan, John Boehner, with all of his malarkey about the stimulus money not getting to Ohio, if you got back to Ohio every now and again and asked a few questions, Boehner, you'd find out that the money's there. How they're dealing with it in Ohio is their problem. Why don't some of you jackasses that are getting the stimulus money start moving it either into the economy, or don't take the money and be good, proud Republicans and kick ass as only you guys know how to do it. How about that? See, that's more of the same static. Is that true, what you said, Mr. Boehner?
Well, I don't really know. I thought I'd just say it just to try to muddy the waters. I thought everybody's day was going so well. I thought I'd just throw that in to screw everyone up. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Gee, thanks. All we want is a little bit of information and truth, and what you're giving me is your little take on life, because half the time when you open your eyes, the only thing you can see is the end of your nose. That's how cross-eyed you are. Ain't that funny?
That's great.
All right. So that's where that's at, man. 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to go over to Bill here in Seattle. Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, hey, Joe. Good show. I like your show. But I mean,
thank you.
Pelosi, Gail. I mean, what? I can't stand her. I mean, she's the most disruptive person.
Yeah, but
you
see, right? But you see, I just brought up an example of a Republican, Boehner, who is just—he's used to having the gas escape his mouth so much that he decides he's going to misstate the facts concerning Ohio and the stimulus. See, they're all playing this game, which is called—and I agree with you, Bill—that the things that she's done are beyond the pale. I mean, she's lying through her teeth when she stares in the camera and says she didn't know this, didn't know that. But the fact is, these people are trying to protect political positions while you and me and everybody listening and everybody in the country is trying to get something done. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, then, you know,
that stimulus money, why don't they get, you know, we don't need Congress to tell you what to do with money. Give it to the taxpayer. They'll put it back into the economy and get stuff going. Why does the government have to...
Well, at this particular point, you may be right, man. At this particular point, you may be right. But you know what I would like to do, just personally, since we've invested so much bread, and it's a lot of bread, I'd like to give this thing through the summer at least to see if something can start to kick into gear a little bit. I mean, it's almost like, you know what I'm saying? We've built this machine, and maybe it's not exactly... You know, maybe it's the spark plugs are missing a little bit, but let's at least give this thing to the summer. I think by the end of the summer and into the early fall, if we don't see things start to some kind of something on the economic indicators turning around, then you may have a point because we're going to get the money by giving it to taxpayers, get the money into the pockets of people just as quick. Man, a cat's going to expand his business, start to hire people, so on and so forth. People start to spend it.
Right,
it'll be just as fast. Yeah.
And quit blaming Bush. All these people in Congress blaming the Bush administration. That's in the past.
Yeah.
Start looking
ahead
to the future.
I agree. But I also would tell you that this nonsense about Obama being a Marxist, this is also off the mark. This is also noise. This is also static. This stuff is these guys are looking to get themselves reelected. I don't know, man. I mean, that's why I've disavowed any political allegiance to a party, because I don't know what else to do, man. I don't know what else to do. Do you?
I got elected president. Give a shot. All he can do is
give the guy a shot. Exactly.
Exactly.
At the end of the summer, the early fall, something we can say, you know, Mr. President, sir, this thing stinks. I mean, this whole thing is we ain't going to get this thing flying, man. I don't think there's, be like one of those guys who was trying to fly at the turn of the century. You see those wings that they try to flap, and he goes off a cliff. And we're off a cliff, man. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a great country, man. You know, I mean, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to the planet Earth, America. And you know, we do know how to solve problems.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Hey, but these cats, the way they go back and forth with a horse dung, it's enough to make you want to cry, man. I mean,
then they talk about the
farts
CIA.
Coming out of Washington.
Oh, the CIA kept this from me. Well, you know, if the CIA told Congress everything, it'd be all over the world. We wouldn't have an agency.
Exactly. It's exactly the truth. And people forget that their job is to keep secrets until the president says, okay, you guys got this? Yes, I do. Okay, great. I got to go and talk to Congress now. You understand that? Well, yes, sir, Mr. President. All right, thanks so much, Bill. Good talking with you. 877-876-PHIL. After Vietnam, when we found out that there were a great many things the CIA was doing that the Congress didn't know anything about, that the president had sort of given them a blank check on, there were a lot of things put in place. There was a big, there was a purge, man. There was a bloodbath. that the CIA never recovered from for 20-plus years until 9/11. 877-876. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's going to be with you guys tonight. The world according to Galen Shaw next hour, General Galen Shaw. Plus, a billboard in Houston claims Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. Now, is it claiming it or is it claiming it? We'll be back with that on the Phil Henry Show. World famous. Thank you, bud.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Guys, want to tell you that we've got coming up the story on Martin Luther King Jr. and the billboard, and he's a Republican. It's pretty funny, if you ask me. It's pretty, but it's got some people indignant. And then we also have General Galen Shaw, who is our retired Army general. Have you been on the line with General Shaw?
Yeah, General Shaw is going to be on the phone. His wife said he was taking a bath, and as soon as he's out of the bath. And he also, he's got hemorrhoids. And
well, you don't tell me everything about his life. I don't need to know that.
Oh, sorry.
Has he had a bowel movement today?
Let me call her back. I'm not asking.
Just forget it. 877-876-PHIL. Just to wrap this up, we'll go to a phone call. I just read for you an article from 2002 in the New York Times, which was no friend of the Bush administration. And yet in the New York Times of December of 2002, Bush has widened authority of CIA to kill terrorists. What are we talking about right now? We're talking about a program, and I'm putting it into quotes because, for God's sake, it doesn't become a program, an official program, until the president is briefed and it's sent to the Congress, or not, as the case may be. I don't know what the legality is specifically in some of these quote-unquote programs. Here is a case where Bush prepared this list of terror leaders for the CIA to kill, capture if impractical. It was a previously undisclosed CIA list, but it included key members of al-Qaeda, including bin Laden. He provided, President Bush did, written legal authority to the CIA. This is all public in 2002. When the Abu Ghraib scandal broke, such as it was, guys with underwear on their heads and standing on a box, whatever the hell happened to them that was just so terrible, do you know the first reporting agency? Do you know who it was? This is the reason why I'm telling you this, guys, is not because, like I said, I got any great love for Bush. I just want somebody to tell a little bit of truth here before, you know, the sun sets, man, and they dig a hole and stick us in the ground. Do you know who the first agency to release news about this was? The United States Army itself, with a press release. The U.S. Army is investigating, dot, dot, dot. The New York Times, Dan Rather, all claiming that they scooped the story. They broke the story. The only thing you broke, Rather, is the seat of your pants when you bent over to pick up a paperclip. Well, you're finding me funny tonight, huh?
Yeah.
The only thing that Dan Rather broke, you'll find this funny, bud, it was a little bit of wind after breakfast.
That's good, man. That's funny. I got to write that down.
Write it down. 877-876-PHIL. So, and this is not anything that's covered up. The United States Army issued a press release. If I was a reporter back then, when Abu Ghraib, the details of Abu Ghraib came out, I would be embarrassed. And if there's any of you guys listening right now, you ought to hide your heads in shame, man. You ought to burn your press card. The fact that you cats are talking about the big story, Abu Ghraib, and all of the editorials and the digging that it took to bring out, and it was the U.S. Army that released a press release, hey, we're investigating something, and these cats finally got their faces out of a beer glass long enough to go and figure out what it was they were investigating. And then they claim they got some scoop. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And all of this is on the record, man. You don't even worry about it. Here is Brian in Seattle. Brian, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Hey, bud. Phil, how are you tonight? Listen,
I'm very good. Thank you.
Listen, my quick question is, I'll make it short, is, Phil, how many people have you heard die from being tasered by electrical shock by, like, a law enforcement agency?
Maybe a half a dozen.
Okay, and how many people have you heard being killed that were killed by being waterboarded?
Well, I wouldn't know because it's a not exactly they're not exactly listing that in the, you know, in the I don't know, the classifieds on Sunday. How would we know?
Well, I'm certain Nancy Pelosi would leak that information out, don't you think?
I don't know, man. Of all of the things that have gone on in war, how much of that stuff makes it back to the States? You know, what is going on behind the lines or what's going on in front, you know, in combat and when they take a prisoner? I have seen people waterboarded. I mean, we've all seen it on television. I know that fat-ass Khalid Sheikh Mohammed survived it, and he still looks pretty good. He's just as fat as ever and just as ugly. And all of these main guys that we wanted information from, they're still walking around. If your question is it a dangerous thing, maybe it isn't. But is it effective? That's a very good question. We had Dale Dye here. He's a Vietnam veteran, two tours. He saw it take place in Vietnam. He doesn't feel it's effective. And then, of course, there's the morality of it, and then there's the legality of it. And my point has always been, it's always been legal with Al-Qaeda. With Al-Qaeda, it's always been legal. You're a cop, right? Have you ever tased anybody?
No, but I have actually discharged it when I first
started. Yeah. I got to tell you something, Brian. Having seen somebody get tased and then watching this waterboarding on TV where, like, Mancow got water. Did Mancow? I think I'd rather be waterboarded than tased. That doesn't look fun, man. Thanks so much. There's Brian. This is the Phil Henry Show. There's more here, man. Truth is our bitch. The only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We got to shovel the dung out every day here, man. That's what we do, you know?
Phil Henry.